brings us to a little subject that there's a great need in most acts across the country to delve into the language problem. That is to say, a lot of people are doing folk music, but not many of them are doing it accurately. So we meticulously prepared a Spanish number for you today. But in talking with the Spanish department, they tell us that it would be useless to sing it here. There seems to be something moving down the aisle. Don't make any stops, fella.
You sing, Charlie. I'll take care of spots.
Am I to understand you're Spanish, sir?
What do I look like?
That's beside the point. Are you Spanish? We weren't going to do a Spanish number because there was no one here to translate. Are you to tell me that you could translate for us from English to Spanish?
English to Spanish?
Spanish, is that your, that's your tongue, that's your personal...
No, Polish.
Polish.
Yeah. No, but I mean, I could...
You're going to translate from Spanish to Polish?
No, Spanish to English, of course, and I speak this English very well.
Yes, well, we can all see that. What is your background in Spanish?
I'm taking a Spanish here on the campus.
You're taking the regular course over there, I suppose,
overthrowing
the government.
That's right. I could, but I'm not going to teach English in literature.
Mm-hmm. English?
Literature. It's a lot like literature.
If you can offer an accurate translation, well, we would be glad.
I could translate and very accurate, but you got to sing like... Canaracha, because that's the only song.
Well, by a strange coincidence, that happens to be the number we prepared.
Okay, thank you.
La cucaracha, ya no puede caminar.
This is the sad love story of two cockroaches.
Porque no tiene, porque le falta marihuana que tomar.
They work together in a Mexican cigarette factory where they make custom cools.
La cucaracha, ya no puede caminar.
But their love was doomed from the start.
Porque no tiene, porque le falta marihuana que fumar.
Because one day they discovered they were both boy cockroaches. And then one day, a little girl cockroach came to work in the factory, and her name was Susie Cockroach. And she was really something else, and they both dug her like crazy. So one night, one of the boy cockroaches, Bernie, decided that he would go to her and tell her of his love. And he walked up to her standing in the moonlight, and he said to her very softly and tenderly, say, what's a dirty cockroach like you doing in a nice clean place like this?
La cucaracha, la cucaracha.